The word of the Lord, the prophetic word, calls us to repentance. So we can start from there. So I believe there's a word calling us to repentance. And I believe we can respond. Let's begin from there. Say, Lord, I want to come to repentance. You know what the Lord is saying to you. You can bring that response. Say, Lord, I'm coming to repentance. Prayerless life. No time of prayer. No hour of prayer. The cares and the deceitfulness of riches. Excuses. You know it. The mountains. The besetting sins. The lifestyles. The habits. The appetites for darkness. For the works of darkness. Extreme desire called lust. The defilement. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just. We can come to the blood. Say, there is a river flowing from Emmanuel's vein. A fountain. Say, and sinners, their rain shall be washed. We can come to that place of the washing. The place of forgiveness, of cleansing. The place of starting again. We can come to the cross again. We can come. Paul said we preach Christ and Him crucified. Say it's the power of God. We can come to that place. So Lord, I bring myself to the cross. I bring this old man. If there is anyone here, you have not really known the Lord. Say, God, I want to know you. You are a child. Say, God, I want to have you as my God. Not just the God of my father. Say, I want you to be my Lord. I give my heart to you. I give my heart to Jesus. You can do it now. Say, Jesus, come and take my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my rebellions. Forgive me of the stubbornness, the naughty things, the things my parents do not even know about. I bring it. Wash me by your blood. Cleanse me. Make me new. He said he will take away the heart of flesh and he will bring the heart of stone and bring the heart of flesh. He will sprinkle clean water. Lord, let there be a river. Let there be sprinkling. We come to the sprinkling of the blood. We come, we bring our skirts, we bring the loins, we bring the depths, we bring our tongue. You say, O tongue, say, I've long dwelt with wickedness. Lord, you see this tongue, when we speak, we desire peace, that it is war when we speak. My God, say, the tongue is an open sepulcher. My God, Lord, we bring the depths, we bring the bowels, we open it to you. Cleanse us, O God. Wash us clean. Cleanse the iniquity. He said the handwriting against us. You see the evidence. You see the videos. You see the things. You see in our conduct on the internet. We bring it on. We say, let the blood speak. Let it cleanse. Let it purge. Let it purge. Let it cleanse. We ask for mercy. We ask for forgiveness. You say your father is an Amorite. And your mother is a Syrian. Ready to die. We confess. We say, Lord, have mercy, O God. You will sort us out. You will bring us from the nations where we have gone. From the east, from the west, from the south, from the north. You say you will bring us out of Babylon. You will bring us to yourself, to your temple, to your house. Bring us, O God, restore our feet. Bring us as that prodigal, as a lost sheep. Bring us on your shoulder, my God, and restore us, O God. Bring us to yourself, to your love. Let the bones that you have broken be healed, O God. Let the confidence that has gone away, let it be restored. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us, O God. Let there be a restoration. Let there be a healing. Oh my God, let there be a healing. Let there be the evidence of forgiveness, joy, the mountain up of joy within, O God. Let it be, O God, something we know. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now we can go to the second part of the prayer. And that is the place of power. It says, when the day of Pentecost is fully come, say, suddenly, like a rushing mighty wind, that the whole house was filled. And the Holy Ghost came, and they were all filled. I believe we can begin to speak to the Lord. Say, Lord, come again. Fill me afresh. Fill me. Let that gift of the Holy Ghost be given to me. Lord, I repent where I have made excuses. I say, it is not for me. I have excused away dryness. I say, Lord, open a fountain. Let that gift, let that river of your kindness, let that place of consecration, let that gift be given, let that be the opening of the heavens. Say, Lord, bring me to that experience. Bring me to that place. I receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, not in my head, but within my soul, within my spirit. I receive. Let the fountains beneath, let the fountains above, let them be broken. Let the waters flow. Let the rivers of heaven tumble down upon me, O God. Let this dryness be healed. Let the wells that the Philistines have blocked, let them be opened. Let there be a hunger and a thirst for you. Let there be a hunger for righteousness. Let this dry land become wet. Say, you pour floods upon the dry ground. Visit this house, O God. The city is bitter. The water is bitter. Heal it, O God. Let this water be healed. Let this flow of blood, let it be stanched, O God. I come as that woman with the flow of blood, issue of blood. Life has been going out. I come to you, O say, Lord, touch my soul. Touch me in the inward man. Let there be strength. He said, the Lord will strengthen us with strength in the inward man. Let there be strength. Let there be a touch, a visitation, O God. Let it come, O Lord. Let it come, O Lord. Hallelujah. As we are in the mood of prayer, let's just open our heart as we minister to the Lord in that song. Say, let the healing waters flow over my soul. And we can open up to the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, let the healing waters flow all over our soul. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I know we have the first part of the prayer, we have repented. You know, but as he was saying that, something was coming to my heart. Why is it that we don't have the power of the Holy Ghost? What is responsible? Hallelujah. What is responsible? You know, when there is a blockage in the flow, the blockages must first of all be removed. If not, there will be no flow. Hallelujah. And I believe that in this local assembly, there are blockages. And we must deal with the blockages. Hallelujah. Amen. And there are things that we know. We are conscious of them. Because, brethren, I believe the Lord wants to move in this time. Hallelujah. This is the time of the Lord's vengeance. This is the time He must settle every controversy in Zion. This is the time. Hallelujah. This is the time when I speak with tongues of fire. It is now. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But we must deal with the blockages. We must deal with the things that resist us. Because God desires to manifest His power and His glory. You know, when we're singing the song, I believe that that was the star song of today. That is, is it Isaiah 63? Psalm 63. Amen. And he said that I want to see His power and His glory as seen in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Brethren, the walk with God is not without power. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's not kid around. We must be a people of power. We must be a people that manifest His glory. Amen. That when we walk upon the streets, men will know. Amen. But we must deal with the blockages. Must deal with the things that are within our souls that block the flow of the Holy Ghost. He wants to move, but there are resistances within me. There are resistances within you, and we must deal with them. And I believe God is calling us to, you know, calling our hearts to attention to these things, to these facts, that we really need to deal with them. We really need to deal with them. We need to check out. There are things that they look very small. They look very minor. But He says that these are the foxes that spoil the vine. Amen. Let's turn our hearts to God and say, Lord, deal with those foxes. Deal with those little things. It may be the way I talk. It may be the way I respond. It may be the way, you know, one offense or the other that I just have in my heart. They hinder the flow. Therefore, I cannot even come to the hour of prayer. I cannot come, you know, and respond to the calling of God in this hour. To come to the place of prayer and intercession. Amen. Let us ask Him to search our hearts. Search my hearts. I must deal with it. If we don't deal with it, you don't have any power, you don't have any authority to even bring ministry. We have become powerless. We become paralyzed. But when we begin to deal with those things, there is a flow. The power of God begins to move. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that You will deal with the blockages. For Lord, in that day, Jacob and his men came into Gerar, a place where you have prospered him. And there was a well that Abraham built and dug. But there was contention. Father, we come this day that the contention over this well, that You might remove it. Hallelujah. We move away from this contention. Even though it is a well, yet it is contention. It is filled with offense. But You said that out of this well shall we draw water. Lord, we come, O God, that You will remove all the dirt, all the rubbish, all the things that have blocked this well from bringing water of life. Lord, that You would remove them, flush them out. Take them away from me. Take them away from Your people. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The servants of Jacob had to remove themselves from that place. Father, grant us the ability to remove ourselves. To take ourselves away from contentions. To take ourselves away from offenses. That we might come into Rehoboth. Into the place where there is room for us. Into the place where there is life for us. Into the place where there is strength for us, my Father. Lord, this is our prayer this day, O God. We repent from every offense. Giving of offense, receiving of offense. Father, in any dimension, in any way, my Father. Lord God, we remove ourselves today, dear Lord. Purge them from this church. Take away the covering of offense. Take away the covering of offenses, dear Lord. Take away the coverings of contentions, O God. Take away the coverings of fault finding, O God. Father, take them away, oh God. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Evil speaking of one another. Lord, that which we do behind, nobody sees and nobody knows. Father, we come, Lord, that you might remove us from them all. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, that these things will no longer exert any power over us, dissipating the anointing in any form. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we ask, oh God, that you will fill us today. Hallelujah. For Lord, he said that this is the day, that in the last days that you will pour out of your spirit. Lord, we said this is the last days. We have come to that time. Father, pour out of your spirit today, dear Lord. Pour out of your spirit. Hallelujah. Paul said that he did not come, Lord, according to the enticing words of men's wisdom, but he has come in the demonstration of the Spirit. Father, we said this is the time. Oh, my Father, pour out of your Spirit today, dear Lord, that even the young ones, the little ones, our little ones, everyone will prophesy. Men will begin to prophesy. They will dream dreams, my Father. They will say, this is the way, walk in it. Father, there will be abundance of the words of knowledge and of wisdom, Lord, made manifest in the house of the Lord. Father, we ask, oh God, that you will come. Come and visit us today, dear Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have walked powerless. Lord, our words have been powerless. Men have mocked us. Men have jested. Men have said, are these the people that say they are the people of God? But Father, today, turn around this situation, my God. And Lord, let your people begin to walk in power and in authority. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, we ask for your outpouring today. Hallelujah. Move in the midst of your people. Lord, let the anointing move. Let the anointing begin to move right now. Hallelujah. Lord, let the power of God begin to move. Hallelujah. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As we sing that song, you just want to respond. Hallelujah. You want to respond. You want the power of God to come down upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we just sing the song? Hallelujah. Amen. Let the living water flow over my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Hallelujah. Amen.
Let the living water flow over my soul.
Hallelujah.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation.
Our young people, you want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Will you just come forward? Amen. Even elderly people, you just want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Or if you have been baptized, you want to be baptized again. Hallelujah. And I always make fun that if you are speaking in tongues, and every year, year in, year out, you still speak the same pattern of tongues, the indication is that you are not growing. I didn't want to be filled today. You want a refreshing. Could you just step forward and we shall pray? Hallelujah.
Father,
Holy Ghost fire,
I see the day of Pentecost, fire.
Oh, my.
Amen. You know, Paul said something. I think he was saying something about, since you believe, have you received the Holy Ghost? Amen. Amen. In other words, it is not enough to believe. Power must accompany it. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, the truth of the matter is that if you are not baptized in the Holy Ghost, I'm sorry, you. The devil will be playing with us like, you understand what I mean? Hallelujah. But when we receive it, he told them, he said, listen, you don't have even the power and the authority to go out yet. You must stay here, wait until. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are a powerless Christian. It's as simple as that. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost helps us to bring a revelation of Christ. The Holy Ghost helps us to bring a revelation of who we are. Hallelujah. He helps us to tell us where we are coming from and where we are going. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you understand. When I mean he's telling me where I'm coming from, he's telling me about my ancestry. The things that were done even before I was born. Holy Ghost bring that revelation. So if you don't have him, forget it. You can't have it. You cannot buy it in the market. A man thought he could get it with money. He came, when he saw what was there, he said, how much do I pay to get this? Hallelujah. The gift of God does not come with money. Hallelujah. Say your money does what? Perish with you. Amen. So it's an encouragement, brethren, that we should go. You know, I have been, when we were, last weekend we were in New York and we're dealing with a few things. Do you know that a spirit can come over a people and all of you can live in fear? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That is, cover you with fear. Nobody can raise their voice. But when the ministry of Christ, through the power of the Holy Ghost comes, it breaks that and men are set free. Amen. So I want to encourage us, brethren, to go for this power. Whatever it will cost you, pay it. Hallelujah. A price must be paid, like he was saying. It does not come. It does not just fall on a man's bosom. Men pay price for it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the days are coming. Hallelujah. In our midst, we can't talk about death anymore. Because it is a thing of the past. You are not saying amen with it. I know it is a reality. Hallelujah. If I did not see Christ one early morning, then I know that this whole thing is a fallacy. He says that there is power. And this power is freely given. He says, freely you have what? Freely does you what? Give. He's giving it to us free. Hallelujah. But brethren, we must pay the price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are things we need to deal with before we maybe we close this session. And it has to do with the things that trouble us, even in our own house, in our family house, in our families. I'm telling you, they cause a lot of havoc. They are the things that control us, manipulate us, make us behave the way we do. And God is saying that those things must go. Why must I, every time I am offended? But you don't want to be offended. But you just discover that you're getting offended. Every little thing, you are offended. Hallelujah. Then it does mean that you have lost control. There is something that is in control. And that thing that is in control is what we want to address right now. I'm not hearing a loud amen. There are things that are stronger than you and I. Hallelujah. Amen. There's always what Sister Domo will write on WhatsApp. Lord, deal with them that seem to be what? Stronger than us. I don't know whether you have been reading that phrase. We must deal with them, brethren. And the giants. Hallelujah. Maybe we'll repeat giants one of these days. The giants are coming. They are becoming very, very fierce. And they are overwhelming. They are intimidating. And the Lord is saying that we must deal with them. Because he's raising giant destroyers. Amen. Praise God. So we are going to pray. I don't know the dimension that it affects you. But it is something that troubles us. These are the blockages. God must deal with them. They are the groups.
They are in their covens. They are altars that are speaking. We must set them on fire. Hallelujah. We must bring them down. Hallelujah. Amen. This one doesn't need anybody calling you to the front to pray. You have to deal with it. Do you know why? It's a scriptural principle. He told Gideon, he said, Gideon, listen, it is not a matter of somebody going to pray for you. No, no, no. If it's too strong for you, then take people to accompany you. But the point is that you must deal with it yourself. You must break it down. Amen. So what are the groups? What are the things that are troubling you? What are they? Hallelujah. For some people, they are physical. Some people, it is spiritual. Can we deal with them this afternoon, brethren? And let me tell you something. The issue of deliverance is a daily exercise. I don't know whether you know. It's a daily thing. You must pray prayer of deliverance for yourself every day. Say, God, deliver my soul. Amen. Deliver me from them that seem to be stronger than me. Kill them. Destroy them. Now, I'm using words deliberately because, the end time church don't know vengeance. We don't know warfare. Hallelujah. We like the revelation. Yes, good. But I tell you, revelation must be applied. Amen. We must apply it to warfare. Amen. He says that, maybe I just read that scripture. When we were praying, that came to me. Isaiah 34. I think it's Isaiah 34. He said, this is the day of the Lord's vengeance. Just go down, scroll down. If you see it, just pick it up for me, please. Yes, verse 8. It says, for it is the day of the Lord, what? Vengeance. These are the days of war. It's a day of war. It's not a day of sleeping anymore. If you have been sleeping, please wake up. Hallelujah. It's a day of vengeance. Let me give you a testimony. I told you something about the Federal Road Safety Man or group that stopped me, that caused that accident. I told you about it. Amen. I told them that day, I said, between now and December, you will not be here. Amen. Are you with me? Hallelujah. It was spoken with a lot of fury inside of me of the oppression and the injustice. I said, Lord, you have heard my voice today. These men, they will not be here. I have passed there for two trips now. They are not there anymore. They are on the other side. Not the same group. That group, I know their leader, he is no longer there. What am I trying to say? These are the days the Lord is equipping our tongue. Amen. You speak it, be careful what you say. Because what you say is going to happen. So you have to be careful. You must say it under the anointing. You must say it by the Spirit. And if the Spirit of God provokes you to say that, hallelujah, just be ready, it's going to happen. Are we together, brethren? Because we are living in the time of the Lord's what? Vengeance. I don't know the spirit that troubles you in your family, but today, as you pronounce judgment upon them, it's going to take place. Especially in the congregation of the people of God, we have got to be careful the things we say. Amen. Hallelujah. So that is the way it is. He says that it is the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of what? Recompense for what? The controversy of Zion. There have been a lot of controversy. This is the day of recompense. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not me. We're not talking about back to sender. We're talking about it is the day to pay back. This is the what? Payback time. For all the spirits that trouble me, this is the time for their judgment. And if you believe that, I want to hear a louder amen. Amen. And if you believe that, I want you to be on your feet. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, according to your word, this is the time of vengeance. This is the time to recompense all the spirits that have ruled over my heavens, intimidated me, controlled me, manipulated me. This is the time to pay them back. This is the time, because this is your word. The things that have brought controversy, that have made Zion as if Zion is powerless. Today, the Lord wants to deal with them. Hallelujah. No matter what they are, no matter how small they may seem, they may be altars, they may be grooves in your father's house, whatever they be. Hallelujah. Today, we bring judgment upon them. The things that are responsible for sicknesses, diseases in your body. They say, your father had it, therefore, it shall be so. They say, because we have your umbilical cord,
Therefore, it shall be so. Today, hallelujah. Father, we come by fire. We come by the power of the Holy Spirit. We come against the things that are speaking. We come against the things that are still covenanting. We come against the things that are still manipulating. The things that are working over our heavens, bringing oppression in diverse means. Father, I come by the power of the blood of Yeshua. I come against them today. I come, my Father, to bring down their altars that are speaking against me and against my family. We come against them in the name of Jesus. Today we sentence them. We bring an end to their work. We bring an end to their manipulation. We bring an end to their influences. We bring an end to their control. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God. He shall not quench night nor day. The smoke gallows shall go up forever. From generation to generation shall lie waste. None shall pass through it forever and ever. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. In the name of Jesus. We break their powers. We destroy their influences. Over my life. Over my wife. Over my children. We destroy them. In the name of Jesus. The things that are speaking. The ones that speak of sudden death. The ones that speak of sicknesses and disease. We say the Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus. We break your powers. Your strongholds. We burn them with fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Let the people of God say, amen. Let the people of God say, amen. Let the people of God say, amen. Hallelujah. Let me encourage you. A day like this came upon the children of Israel. And they went into warfare. They destroyed everything. And Joshua stood, and he said that day, listen, if any man will attempt to build up this city again, he is going to do it on his firstborn. And it was registered in the heaven. Hallelujah. Your words are being registered in heaven today. Hallelujah. Father, we declare and we decree that any man who will resuscitate every covenant or any covenant, any man who will go to raise up an altar again, my God, any spirit that will go to raise up any altar or any group, in the name of Jesus, let fire come down upon it. Let fire destroy it. In the name of Jesus. Father, this is the decree of the watchers. And Father, we say today it is sealed in the heavenlies. Lord, it is an end. We have come to an end. We have come to an end of the things that trouble Israel. And you said in that day when Caleb warred against the people and he overcame his enemies, he said there was peace in the land. There was no more war. Father, we said, let there be no more war. The things that contend against us, today have you contended against them. Therefore, we have the victory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, the ones that have physical manifestations in sickness and in disease, we bring them before you. We say right now, let them begin to melt. Let them begin to dissolve in the name of Jesus. We say, receive your healing. We say, everyone that is sick, no matter whether it is perennial, whatever it is, receive your healing. Receive your healing. Be made whole in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. Let's just give him a clap offering. For the Lord has done great and marvelous things. Praise God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's be seated. Hallelujah. Okay.